I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The annual midwinter bat surveys are underway across the state. In recent years, those have not been very pleasant for biologists who keep an eye on the state's bat population. We'll see how those critters are doing this year when we come back. A few years ago, an unusual fungus known as white-nose syndrome descended on the caves of the United States, and the carnage was tremendous. Greg Stoller monitors bats for the West Virginia DNR.
Well, the white-nose is caused by a fungus, and it appears that it's a fungus that isn't native to North America. It was brought here somehow. But it's a fungus that it affects bats in Europe, but they seem to be able to survive. Our bats have never been exposed to this fungus, and it's sort of like, you know, the Native Americans being exposed to smallpox. They have no immunity, and our bats are just dying. Our best site, we lost 72% of the bats that we had. Most of our sites, we've lost 90 to 97% of what was there before white nose. So it's been devastating.
Over the last 4 to 5 years, the midwinter bat surveys have yielded very little good news, but Stoller said there is some hope this year.
There's very little good news. But there is some good news. Even though we're seeing most of our cave bats take a decline because of white-nose syndrome, it's a fungus that's affecting the bats, our Virginia big-eared bats, one of our rarest bats in the United States, our populations are doing just fine. They don't seem to be affected by the fungus, and we had our highest count this past year that we've ever had. So a little bit of good news. The bad news is the bats that were real common are just disappearing everywhere.
But Stoller says while the impact has been tremendous, there have been a few who have survived, and he hopes as time's passing, they'll develop a gradual immunity.
The hope is that some of these bats that are surviving will be able to pass that skill, that trait, along to their offspring. But for now, we're just seeing devastating declines in our bat population. I'm hoping that as we get fewer and fewer bats in the cave, that there's fewer spores of that fungus out, so maybe the bats that are affected won't get it so bad that they die and they'll have time to develop some sort of immunity or resistance to it. Or maybe the bats that survive are just some way a little hardier and can make it through, and hopefully their young will be that way. But, you know, our goal at this point is there's really nothing we can do to stop white nose. What we need to do is protect the bats that are surviving. Those survivors are the key to the future.
And to try and protect the state's bats, in many caves you'll find gates blocking the entrance. And officials ask anyone who enjoys caving to thoroughly clean their gear before moving on to the next cave in hopes of slowing the spread. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.